so much. I feel I would love to share with you and give you. And these parashiyos, you can sit for hours and hours and days in these parashiyos. The yesodus of everything is here. Parsha, the birth of Yaakov and Esav. There was a deep vikuach between Yaakov and Esav going on in B'mei Imo. As Rivka was told b'nevuah, as Rashi brings, the hafrada was ready. They were fighting over the Yerusha of both worlds. I always love to raise the question: what does it mean they were merivin in the Yerusha, in the inheritance of both worlds? What's clear is, the vikuach is very, very deep. It wasn't a vikuach only in, is Olam Haba worth living for, fighting for, doing for? That's Beriv and Benachlas Olam Haba. Yankiv's fight was, Esav, you have a whole messed up outlook. In truly enjoying and appreciating this world, Olam Hazeh. They were meriv and menachlas shnei olamos. They were meriv and menachlas of both worlds. What the pasuk says in Koheles, Roisi as kol ha'masim ashenasu tachas hashamayim hashemesh v'hinei hakol hevel u'ru'us ruach. Roisi as kol ha'masim ashenasu tachas hashemesh. Tachas throughout Koheles, Rashi, alpi pshat in Koheles, taichis tachas always to mean instead. Shor tachas hashor. Eikach ayl acher tachtov. Instead. Throughout, that word tachas is one of the main words going on in Koheles. Tachas, tachas, tachas. And tachas hashemesh b'chlal. What does tachas hashemesh mean? Says Rashi, in the first pasuk or two in Koheles, straight to first Rashi, first time the pasuk says over there, Tachas Hashemesh, Rashi says, Tachas HaTorah. Shemesh in this world is the Torah is a mosh, is nimshal in the Shemesh. Keilis is a mosh, the whole Keilis. Shemesh throughout Keilis is the light. Of the world, that first Bria was light. Shemesh is the Torah. That it lightens up the way a person could truly appreciate and enjoy and get to the tachlis of the world. It ner mitzvah Torah or Torah enlightens the way for people. What's the good way to live a person's life? Torah is nimshal to the Shemesh, says the pasuk. Ro'isi es kol ha'masim. I see all the actions, says Shlomo HaMelech, ashenasu, that were done, that are done, tachas, instead of the Shemesh. V'nei hakol. All of it is hevel, but besides being hevel, it's ru'us ruach. What is ru'us? Reish ayin vov tof, ruach. Breaking of the spirit. Lashon Trua, break. Ru'us lashon shivroin ruach. The spirit of mankind is broken totally by maisim which are done tachas Hashemesh instead of the way of the Torah life. Zokt Shloime in that pasuk, Shloime HaMelech. Ro'isis kolam maasim ashenasu tachas Hashemesh. When people live their lives in ways which are instead of the way of the Torah, not the way of the Torah, hakol hevel. It's empty and shallow, and it's ru'us ruach. It brings a breaking of spirit. A person's pleasure in this world is not the mundane, seeming physical feelings of pleasure that a cat and a dog have in the most simple, literal. A human being has a spirit to him. The ruach. That ruach, that meshiv nefesh, which Torah gives, and the way of Torah life, gives a person so much depth, richness to his life. A person living a life of tachas Hashemesh, it's totally shallow, totally empty. And there's a breaking of spirit. In the Western world today, the abundance of opportunities of a person fulfilling all kol asher libo chofet, kol asher bocharu, so to speak, the shivron ruach that goes along with that, the breaking of one's spirit, specifically by goyin, this. The spirit is of a goy isn't as hungry as the spirit of a Jew, and the nefesh isn't as hungry, and therefore there's much less of a breaking of spirit. But even so, every nivra b'tzelem elokim is chaviv. Takadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave humanity depth and spirit and tremendous capabilities of achieving spirituality. People who pursue materialism in its gross form as ways through gross materialism without the koyach of haruchni in it end up with a horrific shivron ruach. You're young. When I was a kid, I grew up still when communists controlled half the world. What I mean by the control, not just, I mean the whole mentality. And the world, the communist world, was a very poverty-stricken world. Very. When I was your age, that's when the world changed. Suddenly we were flooded here in Eretz Yisrael with hundreds of thousands of Russians who, as much as they suffered horrifically, most of them had deep beliefs in many of the truths of communism, and they, all of them, they had the very honest, good, truthful jokes on the Western world, on all the illnesses of the affluent, how all the richnesses of the Western world, how psychologically, emotionally disturbed and messed up the Western world was. And they were right in most of it. 100 years ago, with all the physical poverty and suffering that humanity seemingly had, they had a much richer, healthier, emotional life. They weren't needing psychiatrists and psychologists the way people are desperate. And there's a breaking of spirit today. The affluence and the pursuit of so-called happiness in the Constitution and the pursuit of happiness, but through trying to grab kol asher bochor, gross materialism, it created a whole culture of shivrei ruach. Breaking of one's spirit. There's so much search for spirituality and for deeper meaning in the United States, by the masses who are starving for be'etzem ruchnius, for spirituality, and in a culture that believes in I'm speaking now about the regular even goyish culture, there is a certain Thanksgiving weekend. There's in the United States, there's a certain emuna that exists. You would be surprised if I'll tell you even more than Europe and other places. That even though these are so-called Christian countries, but there's a certain emuna which can bring people, and it brings people for a pursuit of looking for something Eloiki, a kach of Elokus in the Bria, which that is the sherish of the simcha, that's the sherish of Taka, the shleimus of the spirit of humanity. This vikuach began, what could the world give a person? Is Olam Hazeh worth running after? As do you, Meiriv Menachle Shnei Olamos. Yankiv's vikuach with Esav wasn't just an Olam Haba, eternity. Living forever, that's the real goal of a person. Realizing life is very short in this world, but very short. Very, very short. But that's one of the points of the vikuach. Do you think long term, or you think like Schwarzer thinks, today I have food, I don't have to study anything for tomorrow, because I might as well get drunk today. There's the very short-sighted vision of life. And be'etzem, most of the world today are so-called, even people who are not trained to think Olam Habadik, everyone thinks like a Schwarz, be'etzem. I live today, I have money, I have $5 in my, I'll spend the money. Right now, I have what to eat. We don't think about it tomorrow. So in the more intellectual world, you study, you work, you got an internship for the first 20, 30 years of your life until in order to build up for something, a future which is what? For 20, 30 years of work until the retirement? The first nekud is Einachanami. The purpose of the human being is to live forever, and therefore you have to think in spiritual terms. How am I setting up my life? Because life isn't these 70 years we are here now, this short kufa of whatever it is, this long-term vision. That's one point. But there's another nekuda, a much greater nekuda, on the most basic level. What is Olam Hazeh? Is there any true satisfaction, this true simcha, this true hano? Or it's all shevron ruach, when if you pursue materialism just in the nusach of an Esav. Das ist mir rief menach la shnei olamos. As I spoke out a bit last week, the life of Yankiv, derech tzadikim, at the beginning it seems like they're going through hardships, and the derech of Hashem, at the beginning it seems they have everything. At age 13, a chamisha verse of Rabbi Yisrael, the whole world is his. Garnished. The shallow emptiness of a nothingness, of a life of an Esav. Klapi, a Yankiv Avinu, who had everything. That was the Meru of Menach L'Shnei Olamos. I want to speak about Anocha Nakuda. This is a very passionate point by me, which I... I spoke to you on these lines in the past, and you'll probably hear from me hopefully in the future. Vayter, Be'ez Hashem. I want to bring out... We can continue on this for hours now, but for right now I want to bring out Anocha Nakuda from this week's Parsha. Yitzchok Avinu, we find the Nekuda that he was blessed with specifically was tremendous, tremendous richness. Very, very rich. That's this week's parasha. planted Meir Sharim 100 times. There was blessings in everything he touched. He had a golden touch. Whatever he touched, Vayifreitzoish ma'oid ma'oid. Ma'oid ma'oid. Ma'oid ma'oid. Ad kedei kach. That Rashi brings, they used to say, there's more richness in the zevel, in the droppings of Yitzchak's animals, than in all the gold and silver of the king. That's Loshon Rashi, right? Avimelech's gold and silver doesn't come to the droppings of the behemoths of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was blessed, very, very blessed. And then it's ready. I mentioned this to you. Yitzchak's main omud was avoida, and the direct schar of avoida is parnosa boilam azeh. Came time for the brachas. Yitzchak wanted to bless Esav. Rivka was told benavua, as she called the Yankif and told him what everything had going on. It has to change. This is not the ultimate way it's supposed to be. Meforshim shtel on it. What was the havamin of Yitzchak? Harry, of course, Yitzchak. Even though Esav fooled him, k'tzayid befiv, as Rashi brings, he used to lie and with trickery, he fooled Yitzchak. But as much as he fooled Yitzchak that he was from an Erlach and he was being meiser, taking off meiser from the Melach, Abba was very clear that he was the Ish Sode. The basic things were very, very clear that Yankiv was the Ish Tom Yosheva Olim. Yankiv was Yitzchak's Talmud. Everything that he learned in Bismen Shashem Vaver, he taught him, and he himself steigd. Achmeni was a Yosheva Holim. What was he doing? Olim sitting and learning Yom Valaylo. As much as Esav would have tried, the same Shtiklach Torah and the same Sugyas which Yankiv was able to speak with Yitzchak, of course Esav didn't come across. He didn't know Shtaras because he didn't learn Shtaras. And Yankiv sweated on Shtaras, so he was able to speak to Yitzchak about Shtaras. I mean, what would Nishkin push it? Says the Netziv points out, Beisalevi points out, they all point out that Avadim. Birkas Avrom, that the Hemshech HaMesoira of Avrom Avinu, the Am HaNivchar would come through Yankiv, was very clear. But in Yoni Olam Hazeh, Yitzchak wanted to split the two. That the blessings of Olam Hazeh would go to Esav, and Esav would support Yankiv, and Esav would be Zoiche in the schus of supporting Yankiv, that he also would be that he would also come to his tachlis. Nemar b'nevuah to Rivka, that one had a key. Esav is too bad, too evil, and there has to be a separation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to plan the world that way. There had to be that the brachas go directly to Yaakov. Now there's a medrash. When Yaakov got the brachas were v'yitin l'cho elokim, mital ha-shamayim, u'mishmanu yoretz, v'revdogin v'sirosh. Tremendous brachas for Olam Hazeh. Says the Medrash, what's the vav of the v'yitin? Yitin, what's v'yitin? So Rashi already brings, it's a Medrash, yitin v'yachzuv yitin l'cho. So what does that mean? Yitin l'cho brachas, v'yitin l'cho kvishon, says the Medrash. He'll give you the secret behind the bracha. Kvishon, that which is kavush. Ba'adi kavshid rachman olam olach. The secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred, in Aramish, kvishon is the secrets behind the brachas. Kvishon. Yiten, Ravach Omar, yiten lecho, v'yiten lecho elokuso. He'll give you the elokus in the brachas. Mishmanei Yoretz, Elo akorbonus. Dogon elo abikurim. Tiroish elo anisochim. Davar acher mital hashemayim zu mikro, umishmani yore zu mishno, dogon zu talmud, tiroish ze agoda. Vashteito. The Dubra Magid has a beautiful moshel to explain this medrash. There's a deep idea, a very strong idea that comes out of it. He describes in his moshel, he was a very, very, very wealthy man. He owned a tremendous amount of nechassim businesses. Then he was a, and he had a very big family. He had many children. Each one of them had many. Each one of them were Bali Mishpacha. Just picture it. Mishpacha. 12 children. Each one of his kids had massive families, hundreds of grandchildren. And he was he owned businesses, very rich, and he supported them all. Supported all of his descendants. As he was getting older, he decided his business is enough to be Mefarnes' descendants. He wants to make all of his descendants shutfim in his businesses, and they should all live off of his businesses. Okay. But he wants to choose out of his 12 children one of the kids. Well, they'll run the businesses. They'll run the business for everyone else. Everyone else will be nizoinig, will live off the businesses b'shutfus gemura. But one son, he'll take over the business. He'll actually make all the profits and the efforts, and he'll split it between all of them. So he began calling his kids. Who's interested? Some kids, you know. We're all going to be partners anyway. We're all going to be getting the same. So why should I work? Have someone else. I'll have one of my brothers. Full trust. The father was smart enough to make sure that it's going to be done in a way that the business will be totally see through, in a way that it's going to be split evenly. So, first kid, second kid, many of them go, what's the point of my sweating, working hard? Might as well, one of the other kids might as well take it off, and we'll all live off of it as the same. One of the sons decided, Nate, if I'll take over the business, I'll learn all the ins and the outs. I'll understand so much better, Taka, how and what, besides the actual benefits from the business itself, I'll learn how to do business for myself. I'll be able to make my own businesses. I'll be able to make my own richness. I'll have total control over everything. I'll take it. The benefit isn't just the dividends. It's the whole surah, the whole nusach. Taking over the businesses is becoming a bal yicholes, a bal koyach, to be able to attack it. It's a much stronger tool. Much, much stronger. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world. The world's brachas, all the success in this world is the dividends of Bikurim, the dividends of Karbonos, the dividends of Nesachim, of Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, of Agoda. V'yitein l'cho is saying, he'll give you the kivshoyne, the secrets behind it. You understand, how is a person zoichet to tala shamayim, shmanei oretz, rov dogon v'sirosh? In b'chukoysay teileichu, the mafteach of all the blessings and everything good in this world, including the abundance of every materialistic thing, is from the Torah, through Kiyum HaMitzvahs, through Avodah, through Korbonis, through Davening, through Taryag Mitzvahs. That's the V'yitin Lecha. in b'chukoy say teleichu, it's all dependent on that. The famous, became famous now with the songs, the lashon of the Rechaim HaKodesh. Kichol kiatoyre koleles kol atoyvos sheba'olam, all the toivos sheba'olam, every single toiv that exists in the world is all comes from once it stems from, they're the dividends of the Torah and the mitzvahs. The nekuda that came in the brachas were that the one who actually does the Torah, who does the mitzvahs, he should be zeichet directly in the bracha. What would have been and could have been is that the Torah and mitzvahs would have been done by Klal Yisrael. They would have generated a tremendous amount of blessing in this world, but that blessing would have gone to who? To Esav. And Esav, of course, would have was expected that he would be supporting. Rivka b'nevuah said, "Nein. Such a matzah can't be. And itake v'yitein l'cho with the kivshoinoi. It goes together. Klal Yisrael, who they take live their lives, alpi the Torah and the mitzvahs with the seyud avoid of the nesachim and of the korbonis and with bikurim, they're zoichet to all the blessings directly. Go straight to them. Fakir, they'll be the supporters of the world. The shivim pari achad will be mashpia brocha. They'll be the goyrim that they'll support the others. But the brocha should come directly to them." And when Klal Yisrael are yoshivim al admosam, when we're in the proper madrega, the tremendous brachas, Birkas Shemayim Yal, Birkas Tohoim, all of these tremendous brachas go directly to Klal Yisrael. And if one son of have anything, it's only a toitzah from what Klal Yisrael has. They're nizan from Yisrael. Oh, but what were the brachas to Esav? When Klal Yisrael goes down, now, but what happens then? So there's, as we cried our eyes out in Yom Kippur davening after we finished the avodah, we said, there's rozoin and there's no tam in the Paris, and we go through the list of everything that changed after the Churban Abayis and when Klal Yisrael was girding Ad Moslem. This isn't bracha what we have in the world today. Compare this, the whole matzav is one matzav of relatively to what was Bizman when Klal Yisrael were on the right madrega. This is a nothing. Nital tam, there's nothing to this. Even in this world, there's nothing anymore. It's a garnished copy of what it could have been, what it was in the Tkufas Beis HaMikdash. The Shefa Brocha goes straight to the Umas HaOlam. What's the Mahalach? That was the Brochas that Esav got. That when Klal Yisrael Kodekash Torid, when Yerushalayim is Chorev, Loshen Rashi, Kesariya is up. This world works like a seesaw. When Yisrael are down, the goyim are up. Rome, Esav, is in the height. Im yer malach ha'odom, Yerushalayim is built and Kesari is built, al tamir loy. Yerushalayim is chorv and Kesari is built, tamir loy. Kesari is chorv, Yerushalayim is built. Yerushalayim Chorev and Kesariya built. Tamin lo. You do have a matzah. If Kesariya is built, Yerushalayim is Chorev. That's the only reason why Kesariya could be built. The Rome could only be successful in a matzah of Klal Yisrael not being in the right madrig. What's pshat? I'll give you another mush. Very wealthy man. He had a ben yochid. Was very, very dear to him, was very mentally impaired. who was very, very limited in his mental capabilities and his physical capabilities. And his father loved him dearly. He was an only son. He brought the biggest mumchim to deal with him. They told him he needs a whole social environment which would be appropriate for him in order to stimulate him properly. So what would it mean? If he would have hundreds of boys like him, there would be, he would have the right facilities with the whole social matzav, people he would be able to interact with, that would stimulate him tremendously, and that would give him tons. He was withering away. His father was very, very wealthy. He built a school for mentally impaired children. Now, but to do it properly, he bought tremendous grounds, built facilities for all these hundreds of kids, and he has to bring these kids from all over. So he built buildings and dormitories in order to be able to have such a moisset, with acres and acres of grass and pools. And now, the moment you have such impaired kids, you have to bring. He built a whole miles and miles of a whole vast campus, massive campus, to be able to make a proper school. In order, at the end of the day, that his kids should be part of an environment that would be stimulating for him. Different pools and different gyms and a whole ganze campus, massive, bringing hundreds of kids from all over the country, wherever such a kid was, adarabba, bring him in order to be able to create a proper environment for his son. He spent tens and tens of billions of dollars in order to that the sefer dover, his son should be able to get some hanoah from it. Zokt the nefesh achai. In the Zman HaGolus, all the Shefa Brocha that the Umma Soilam have is order that the Shirayim should come to Klal Yisrael. When we learn Torah, when we're Isaac B'mitzvahs properly, we bring upon ourselves a tremendous Brocha. But when we are mentally impaired, when we are spiritually impaired, when we're not B'seder, in order that we should be nizoin, the parnasa goes to the Umas HaOlam, and we're nehene from the Shirayim. Just like that, for that one kid, this massive, massive project was built, and all these hundreds of and there's all the workers, and everyone's being nehene, but the tachlis is what? That this one Ben Yochid of the billionaire of the world will be able to have Hano and get something. This whole Chad Gadya was built for him. That's Pshat in the Parnosu from the ganze Welt, Bizman HaGolus, Bizman HaChurb. It's also the Toyeles, Bisovishal Dover for Yisrael. Like everything in this world was created, Bereshis, Bishvila Torah, Shinikurashis, Bishvila Yisrael, Shinikurashis. There's no other purpose to this world. And that was the beginning, the whole Yeshoirish of what Yankov's Vikuach with Esav was. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a true Toivu Meitiv. He created a world in order to be Meitiv with the Bria. What's a true Hatova to the Bria? What's the real goodness that the Bria could have? To be a gangster, to be a Reitzeach, to be a Noyev, to be... HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of this world. What was the Toiv? Where's the Toiv over here? The Toiv is with the Shemesh, with the Or, with the Derech HaTorah. That's the Meriv Menach L'Shnei Olamos. At the end of the day, there's no purpose, and we won't get anything in this world, not for the sake of Torah, B'Shul HaTorah Sh'nei Kureishis, B'Shul Yisrael Sh'nei Kureishis. When it goes directly, when we're worthy, Asher Yom Shekoch Eloi, Asher Yom Shehashem Eloikov. Even not. Still, the Umas Olam are Yoinek, they get the Shefa, in order that Klal Yisrael should get the Shirayim. But at the end of the day, the Tahatova of this world is one. To give a person the right capability and the tools and the mindset to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And in a situation where we're spiritually impaired, exactly like the mushroom, we're mentally impaired. In order to be Nehenne from this world, we need... What does Nehenne from this world mean? To grow in our spirituality. To be able to take, become Bnei Torah, to come to our tikkun, to become what we are meant to become. In this matziv, it has to go together with all of the paranasa going to the Ummah Soilim, with this whole different way that it works. But it's for one purpose: to bring true hana to the Ben Melech, to Klal Yisrael. And what's the true hana for the Ben Melech? That he should have that his needs in order for him to be able to take a grow in his ruchnius, in his limud haTorah, avoda, gemilus chasodim, tikkun amidus, where he's supposed to grow and get to. Esav mizvakeach with the whole thing, couldn't appreciate any of it. The mentality of an Esav is the hashchos in the opposite hagomer of the Yaakov. Besides being meriv, not appreciating Yolam Haba, Hineh Elich Lomus, Vayivis Esabchora, the meriv Menach Lashner Lomus, in the minimal understanding of what Yolam Hazeh is. It's only in the next week's parashiyas, Vayishlach, when suddenly the truth hits Esav in the face. He suddenly meets up with Yaakov many, many years later. Beautiful family, four special wives with all these nechosim, with tchatchkes from kinder. Wow, what's all this? I thought I got a lemaze. Merivim benach lashnei lamas. Zol zoyche zayn tishtaig. To grow in our ruchnius and to grow in our hatred for sheker, our hatred for ra. Oyhave Hashem sin ura. A person has to be an oyev Hashem. What does oyev Hashem mean? To be a yankiv avinu, to love ruchnius, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to hate evil, to hate ra, to hate ra. Not to be soivel sheker, not to be soivel ra. And hating ra, what does it mean, hating ra? It means viewing Ra as being disgusting. Viewing Ra as being something terrible. Viewing Ra as being something to hate. That a person's innards, he's repulsed by Chet. He realizes how terrible Chet is. How good. Tamuru Kitoiv Hashem, Ashrei Hagever Yechseboi. To feel it in every fiber of our beings. The goodness of Hashem, the goodness of His ways, the goodness of His Torah. It's an avoida. And it's an ongoing avoida. But it has to be, we have to have that as a very strong part of our focus in our avoida. And it's not an easy avoida, growing up in today's world, living in our world today. And the chinuch we have is to be dovuk in Torah, and through that to get all of this. But our focus has to be clear that we have to try to achieve Ahavas Hashem. Not all Bochrim could appreciate the need to emphasize this, to put this as part of the focus. But it's a very important Nekuda. I'll share it with you. When I was a relatively fresh young man, 20-something years ago, learning here in Yeshiva, I had a Chavrusa Bochrim. Very choshev bocher. When this bocher was first year, a few months into the year, he was getting into his learning stronger. He chapped something. Turn off the recorders, Efshah.